is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Yeah.
Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight. She is the beautiful redhead from Grounded for Life, which is now switching from Fox to the WWB Friday nights on, well, we're not sure the time yet. Imagine it's going to be somewhere between 7 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good bet.
Around 9, I think. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you guys have a, there must be a website, right?
Yeah, but it was Fox, so now I have no idea what it is. Probably the WB.
There's probably fans of the show that do stuff. People people tell everyone everything nowadays.
Do a Google search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you find out. You fans can find out when the show is. And Drew was with Lindsay at a Shine Award. Shine Award is what, Drew?
Sexual Health and Entertainment.
So it's I didn't know that.
It's an acronym, but
yeah.
Where's the E? Oh, that's Entertainment. Well, where's the N then?
In.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, I know. No. It doesn't work both ways, does it?
Yeah, no.
You can't have it both ways.
Yep. Yeah, it's not going to work.
Right? In fact, I'm just thinking now, you had one of your most memorable moments at the Shine Awards once.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
Adam,
yeah,
he had a meltdown once, and he started
yelling at everybody.
Mowing down people. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't go off on that too far, but I had what you could consider an emotional breakdown.
A meltdown, yeah.
A meltdown. But
that was our second. The Love Line at MTV had won. It's like won Shine Awards like 3 years in a row.
We used to win Shine Awards because we're the only show that was on that was not trying to hurt people, really. We weren't helping anybody, but the fact is we weren't jackass or anything,
mm-hmm.
or Tom Green or anything, so they would give us an award every year. And I remember it was the year before, we used to have these publicity pictures, me and Drew.
Right.
Drew looked like he was in a wheelchair, and I looked like the Phantom of the Opera because there was a shade that went across my face.
I look like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. And I'm not a real picky guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well,
but
With
pictures?
No, not with pictures.
Never done anything with pictures before?
No.
But you and I look at these pictures and agreed that they were sort of laughable.
Yeah, pathetic.
It wasn't like we looked fat or anything.
Uh-huh.
They were just sort of... Drew looked like a cripple, and I had this weird shadow over my face. Really bad picture, like incredibly laughably bad picture. So I said, let's do something about these pictures. And I kept telling everybody, and I told about 5 times. I told our manager and our producers and everything, we should change these pictures. No one ever did it. And then we're at the Shine Awards, and they said, we want you to go over with the paparazzi over there and take some pictures. And I said, oh, you want me to take pictures? And they're like, yeah. And I said, are you high? Screw you. And they're like, huh? What? And I just yelled at everybody.
Everybody.
Wow.
Everybody.
Everybody. The people who organized the event.
No. I didn't yell at them.
Oh, no. Yes, they were there. Yes,
well, they stood by while I yelled at my people. But I didn't yell at them. Yeah, it was good. Got everyone nervous.
Excellent.
You need to do that, Lindsay.
Well, I had my most embarrassing moment ever at the Shine Awards.
Oh, really?
I laughed at the middle of the girls' AIDS monologue. Do you remember this?
Well, that's
I went, ha, ha. And everybody looked at me. She acknowledged me from the stage, actually.
Really?
Said,
was that audible?
Really funny, huh? Yeah. It was really embarrassing.
Well, she was kind of had some humorous qualities about
it. Yeah. And it was obviously a monologue. It wasn't her real life experience.
Exactly.
So.
But she didn't have AIDS?
No, but she was talking about it. She was playing a role of a mother of some son.
Oh, no, see, that's why I don't go to those anymore.
Yeah.
Crazy actors up there pretending like they have AIDS. What's wrong with this, Dan?
Remember Marlia Leslie was standing there when you started screaming at her, too?
Oh, that was your...
Yeah.
That was your publicist?
Yeah.
Well, I told her to get off her ass, too. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Listen, let me... All right, we got to move ahead,
yes.
But...
Uh-huh.
Let me just say this about this town, and here's the problem with this town. And you know, I don't know how people feel about me or us or any of that, but I got a good idea. But here's the thing. In the normal world, especially in the construction world I used to come from, if you told somebody to do something 3 or 4 times and they didn't do it, then the fifth time you said you would start it with numbnuts or lame ass. You know what I mean? Or they would fire them.
Then it'd be your fire.
Like, you'd go, hey, son of tard. He would start yelling at them.
Yeah.
In this business, everyone gets weird. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, oh, my God, he's yelling at me. Yeah, he told you five times. It pays you $100,000 a year. Get off the ass. Hey, it's really, guys get paid $10,000 a year. You get to yell at all day long. Pay someone $150,000 a year. You can't raise your eyebrow. Mm-hmm. This town. This is a horrible town. We're going to Montana.
That's right.
Hey, coming?
Adam.
I'm Minnesota. That's where I'm from.
You're from Minnesota?
There. Yeah.
Go over there.
Okay,
you're single?
No. Yeah? No.
Well, Lindsay's into dance. She's into dance.
You could dance. I'll play the lute. Drew will sing opera.
Awesome.
We'll start our own cult. It'll be great. We'll repopulate the earth. It'll be great. Yeah.
Oh, bunch of cloned Adams.
All right.
Scary. Oh, yeah.
Where are we, Drew?
Line one.
All right. Reagan? Oh, we left off with Reagan last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's restate it all, Reagan. Go ahead. So.
Okay, well, I'm having some, like, pain when I have sex, and I'm wondering, I'm sort of concerned that it might be related to what I used to do. I used to do pornography for a while.
You're worried that you caught something?
No. I was diagnosed with vulvodynia 2 years prior to any of the stuff that I did, but I'm worried if...
How did you do pornography if you had painful vulva?
Is that what that is?
That's what that is. Vulvodynia is painful vulva.
There's a trademark laugh in the face of pain. AIDS, painful vulva. Lindsay loves it
always
all.
Always getting in trouble.
During the time when I was doing that, I didn't have as much pain, so it was okay.
When you were doing pornography, there was no pain.
There wasn't as much pain.
She was coked up, Drew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you doing drugs then?
No.
Are you a drug addict?
No.
Are you a sex addict?
No.
Do you have any infections or anything you've had? Any injuries or?
No, I haven't. I had mono when when it first came
what,
up.
What kind of
when it was first released?
You're one of the mono pioneers.
No.
You're one of the carriers
red
from
carpet,
the lab.
Red carpet mono.
Ba-da-ba.
But my question is, I'm wondering if
Wait a minute. We have questions for you.
Okay.
All right, so last night I was asking what kind of porno you were doing, right?
Yeah.
You didn't want to say.
You want to check it out, Adam?
Yeah.
Sort of amateur.
Amateur stuff. Mm-hmm. But amateur stuff where you get paid.
Yeah.
Pretend amateur.
And how much were you able to make a decent living for a while?
Not really a decent living.
How much would you make per movie?
Well... You know, it just depended, but I really want to ask about the pain issue because that's.
I know, but I know that's what you want to ask, but I want to know how much money you got paid.
Well, it really depended on what was involved.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of standard for what was going on then and like what was involved. So.
What's the standard for?
Nobody knows. How much money were you making? Come on.
Like $500.
Each time you did a scene?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the answer.
Okay. And you're wondering if the pain is related to that, even though it was there before you started the pornography? Mm-hmm. In fact, the pornography seemed to have been some sort of treatment for this.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that it is related, and I'm in therapy dealing with that. But I also really want to know if you know of any, like, new treatments for it, because I'm doing the same things to take care of it, and it's not getting better.
Vulvodynia is a very sort of non-specific description.
My great grandparents are from Vulvodynia.
Vulvodynia, Czechoslovakia. It's
right on the border.
Hungary.
Yeah. Pennsylvania's in Vulvodynia, I believe.
It just means painful vulva. That's all it means.
Yeah.
And so what exactly is the symptom you get? You have pain all the time? You have burning? You have pain with intercourse? You have pain at penetration? What's the deal?
I have, it's not all the time, but I have more pain after I've had intercourse, and it's just sort of sore, and it doesn't burn, but it's sore, and it hurts more when it's wet.
Wet?
And yes. You've seen a gynecologist?
Yes.
Do you take birth control pills?
Yes.
Drew, what vulvas, that's just like the whole, that'd be like the
outside.
That'd be the chassis of a car.
The body of the car. Well...
Yeah, the body. That's the chassis.
It's the outside.
Yeah.
Everything
the whole
you can see.
But I mean, like, what I'm saying is you could say the chassis. Quiet down. I don't want to see any pictures of the vulvodynia. Get the globe and find me vulvodynia. Get the almanac, Drew. No, here's what I'm saying. like with a car, the outside of the car would be, you know, fenders and hood and trunk and quarter panel, that kind of stuff. But it would also just be called the body.
Yes.
Or the chassis.
This is the body.
Yeah, the vulva is the body of the vagina. And then you got your labia.
Right. Clitoris and you do that.
It's all vulva.
It's all vulva. Yeah.
But it's, once it stopped being vulva, when it goes in deep enough.
Yes, inside. Let me finish up with her here.
I don't want to see any vulva.
Okay, sorry. You okay?
Yeah. Reagan?
Yes.
Reagan? What happened? Did you get molested or something?
No. I think I was just exposed to things too early.
Remember she had a dad that was really super sexual and stuff? And
yeah, that's what it was.
So that's a form of sexual abuse. But look, I still would very, very aggressively look for some sort of biological explanation for what's going on, even though you've got all kinds of
It's a ton of psychological stuff.
You've got a ton of stuff going on, but the quality of this pain is not what usually women get from emotional problems.
Uh-huh.
And what birth control pill are you on?
Ortho-tricycline.
The kind of pain you're describing, in my experience, more often than not, is something related to estrogen deficiencies.
Uh-huh.
And so you might look into pills that have higher doses of estrogen or less progesterones or less powerful progesterones, things like that, or maybe estrogen creams. But you need to go talk to a gynecologist and work with them for a while about this. I would really, really stay in your therapy. Obviously, there's a ton to talk about. But look for a biological explanation for this, okay?
You got a boyfriend?
Yeah, I do. I have a question about the estrogen.
No.
Yeah? Real quick, go.
I'm using estrogen cream. I'm wondering
would suggest. Does it help at all?
It's gone on for 4 years. I still have it.
That's
a terrific. You're going to get a cure over the goddamn phone. She's had this problem her whole life. She's going to the gynecologist.
Just a caveat. I've seen this kind of stuff from progesterone agents. So just see, maybe get off the progesterones or weaker progesterone or off the pill for a while, something.
Yeah. Something was up with her in a big way.
Of course.
Yeah, but bigger. Bigger than just dad left a Playboy on the can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I want to know about her boyfriend and whether he's okay with this and what's up. You think she's lying to him?
Hmm?
Reagan?
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend know about your past?
Yes, he does.
Is he cool with it?
Not. He tries to be supportive, but it's really difficult for him.
Okay, babe. You take care of yourself.
Thanks.
22 now.
Sorry?
You're 22. You're young.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, world's your vulva. All right?
Your oyster.
Well, I'm trying to.
All right. That's fine. Take care. She's trying to do stuff. She's trying to do something good.
I'm trying to. Whatever.
I'll fill the blank. Listen, I can tell by people's inflection what they're going to say, Drew. I don't have to hear the whole goddamn sentence.
I understand. Why don't we just forget the talking part?
I know what you're going to say. She's trying to get it together. She's trying to keep on keeping on. She's trying to put one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
We got to get together. We'll go to Vulvodynia.
Lindsay, ever experienced vulvodynia? Ex-friend with vulvodynia?
No, I've never experienced with vulvodynia.
Not been out that way?
Nah.
It's beautiful, beautiful. The people are great. Government's not great over there, but the people, second to none. Yes. Megan?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yes. Hello?
I'm trying to think hypothetically. Are there any countries where the government is fantastic and the people are ass? You know what I mean? You don't really hear about that very much.
I've never actually been out of the U.S.
You've not been to Vulvodynia?
No, I've been to Tijuana.
What prompted that thought? What do you mean? What was the line of thinking?
I'm just thinking, you always hear about what a horrible, corrupt government all these countries have.
Great
but
people.
The people are great. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always say, I don't believe it. First off, what's the nationality of the government? That's the first question I have. And secondly, what got them in power and what kept them in power?
The people.
But thirdly, what?
That's number one. But here's what I'm saying. Is there the polar opposite of that? Great government, horrible people? There's got to be somewhere.
Nah.
Yeah, no one admits that because it's not Pollyanna-ish enough. It's not, you know, Cuba, great people, great people, great people, great people. They keep Fidel Castro in power for 45 years.
Yeah,
great. They're delights
great
over there.
Great people.
Great. Megan?
Yes.
You're 20?
I am 20.
What's up?
Well, I have a question, and it's really more of a question that my boyfriend was curious about. We were wondering exactly what milking the prostate is.
It's a euphemism for wasting time.
Yeah, it's sort of like...
Standing around, milking the prostate.
Yeah, you're the hacky sack.
Hot winter. hot summer day, nothing to do. Just down front of the corner store.
What is it, though?
First, I want to know how you came upon that.
Well, he asked me if it was having an orgasm inside of your ass, and I really, honestly, I'm clueless, so I don't know where
somehow
it came
he could, he could express the semen into his rectum if he milked the
No, I don't.
Makes him gay, right?
I don't know.
All right, here's what it is. It is what a doctor does when you reach into a rectal exam and try to sort of milk out or press out any inflammatory material. Okay. Now, God knows there may be something about that in the cosmos as a way of enhancing orgasm or something, which is total BS.
Well, it was in that movie Road Trip, I think.
Oh, really?
The guy went in to get some kind of exam, and she...
I didn't see that movie.
I remember that.
Never, she like, reached her hand up, the nurse did, and, like, squeezed it out, but...
Yeah.
And he liked it, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's pretty into it.
But he was out of control, that kid. That 28-year-old kid who played a 19-year-old kid. Yeah, he was out of control, the guy with the receding hairline who was supposed to be in college. But Drew, you could not coax an orgasm that way. That's
I think we had a caller one time said that, but that's out of this world rare.
Where you just sort of
it's a prostate. It's just a immune gland sitting back there.
Yeah, well, you know what people think of it as is, you know when they catch a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
And
when express the teeth?
They milk them. Yeah. They milk the venom out of them. Like, they press on those glands behind the fangs there.
So if you take the penis and push it down on a glass, side of a glass, you're able to, and then push back on the prostate.
Yeah, you want some cream in that coffee? I'll do it right now. Yeah, no, not that the same way, but the same theory, which is you can get in and, you know, there's some gland and
you can
press
you,
on
and
it.
And what you get is pus. Right. That's basically what you get if it's infected.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Isn't that nice?
It's lovely.
I'll see you in a little bit.
All righty.
All right, Melissa, see ya.
I'll catch you on the flip side, all right, baby?
Melissa?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Melissa?
Hello?
Hello.
We'll see you in a little bit. We'll see you in a little bit, okay?
Pooh. Okay.
All right, baby. Okay. Well, actually, we'll see you in homeroom tomorrow. You going to meet homeroom?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Caller who goes by Melissa.
Okay. All right. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
No.
Sorry, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay. I had a question. Whenever me and my boyfriend have anal sex, I cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so does
your dad.
The baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. Drew weeps a little.
Oh, my God.
No, but it doesn't hurt or anything. Like, I don't know. I think it's an emotional thing. And
like it's an intense discharge emotionally? Like it's, or what?
I don't know. I'm calling to find out why I cry. How can I make it stop? I just...
Hold on a second.
Not a question, exactly.
No, and delivered like the super denim robot who used to test the JCPenney jeans my parents used to buy me in the 70s.
Ooh, that would have been a good job for you.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Or me.
Well, Drew, you're acting. I don't think it would have been good enough to play a robot.
You're right.
You're pretty stiff, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Wait, where was she? She was... Melissa?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
No, I swear to God, I'm so serious.
We're calling this a bogus call, baby.
No, it's not.
Who put you up to this? Where's the mail? I know there's a mail you claim that is behind you, but I want the mail behind this call. Do you hear me, sister? Yeah.
What are you talking? This is so not bogus. You can talk to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, talking about.
Shocking.
So true.
He's right there in the room.
Magically.
No, I have to go walk outside and get him.
Yeah, okay. You go get him.
He's out listening to the radio, laughing his ass off with his friends.
There we go. Hang on. See, look, how'd I know there's a male that had put her up to this?
Absolutely.
And it's somewhere nearby?
Men are always responsible.
Hmm. Okay.
Hey, guy dude hello. Bro?
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of hard. Sorry, man.
Yeah, I know. It's a difficult situation.
I don't understand what it is. You know, it's like, I guess she enjoys it, so we go through with it. But, I don't know, it's not that bad. I don't understand why she cries, though. It's like it's not painful for her, I guess. That's what she says, though.
So you oblige her with this.
How old are you, son?
Me? I'm 22.
22.
And she's how old?
She's 15.
15. And no emotional qualms.
No problem.
No
with
moral
that.
Qualms with the sodomizing 15-year-olds.
I thought she was 20.
No. Just the basic, you know, arguments between a relationship. But there's nothing like I've never like physically abused or anything like that.
Yeah, you just again you sodomize a 15-year-old.
What do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed right now.
Really?
Doing what?
Yeah.
Shocking. A guy like you would not have gainful employment. I can't believe it. Layoffs over at the university, or what's going on?
Just hopping around from job to job right now.
JPL.
Sure what, I don't know what I want to major. I want to go full-time to school,
actually.
Trying to figure out what's the best line to go into in the future, you know?
Well, soybeans, son.
Soybeans.
Yeah. You're going to junior college? You're thinking about going to junior college.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. Forget about college. Just get a job.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, what you're doing to this girl's illegal, if in fact this is what's going on.
You understand that?
Yeah. We've been together for a long time.
Huh? Doesn't matter.
Oh, hold on.
Wait.
That makes it worse. Wait, which was 14, 11?
Maybe a year. Approximately at the time, I'm not sure.
You don't know how long you two have been together?
Nah, it's been, we've been off and on once or twice. It wasn't that, we've never had
like. Let me ask you a quick.
Well, the thing is we've actually.
Simple question. Listen, do you not know that it's illegal for you to have sex with somebody under the age of 18?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yes.
So you know you're committing a crime?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying. It's good. Good point there.
Yeah. Where's this girl's dad? I mean, obviously he's out of the picture, but where's mom? She doesn't care?
Yeah, probably. She's living with me right now.
She's what?
Living with me? Glendale?
Yeah. This girl's living with you.
What are you doing for money?
Like I said, I just got unemployed. Left my last job, put in my 2 weeks notice from my last job just a little while back.
What did you do?
Let me see. It was just building stages. It was,
I understand how you support yourself now. You living at home?
Well, no, I've been saving money for a while. I mean, I've had pretty good jobs in the past. It's not like I'm a bum.
All right.
I've kept good jobs.
All right, let's just answer the question. It's fascinating. The deal is, though, sometimes a very intense physical experience, even like lifting heavy weights and things, we exert yourself, and it's particularly when there's sort of stimulation of visceral kinds of function and intense emotional connections and probably God knows orgasm. Women discharge emotionally, and that's what's going on. It's not, doesn't mean she's sad, doesn't necessarily mean there's anything wrong with
her. She's 15, she's living with this guy.
She has got issues. That's problems. That's far worse than the sodomy.
Dad's gone, God knows what he did before he left, and God knows what kind of shapes mom's in. And hey, listen, fellas, all you pops out there, you dads and dads to be out there. Hey, once you're a 15-year-old getting sodomized by an unemployed 22-year-old in Glendale, just give him a little abuse and hit the road. That's all you need.
It's a simple equation, right?
It's easy.
It's a little recipe, yeah.
Easy. Just a sprinkling of abuse, and then it's off to Florida. You go. Unless, of course, she lives in Florida, and then
you go to Minnesota.
Then you got to go to Minnesota. Yeah, or Volvinia.
Volvinia?
Volvadinia.
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 That's in Maine.
Volvadinia.
In Maine.
Yeah, the old country, Volvadinia. But Florida. Florida's the place you should go, and then you forget all about her, and then a couple of years goes by, and she gets sodomized in Glendale by an old guy.
And it was all your fault.
Yeah. So you got that. You got that to look forward to.
Good times, eh?
All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight. She is, where's she from, dear? Grounded for Life. Yeah, Grounded for Life. Friday nights, WB. We'll take a, just moving. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight. She's from Grounded for Life, and that is on, well, it was on Fox, but now it's going to WB, and it's going to be on Friday nights. And when is the first night that it makes its change?
February 28th, I do believe.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. We're in January.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But is it going to be on?
And Fox, in the meantime, and she said it just random
times will pop up.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have a schedule. Doesn't have a slot right now.
We're the redheaded stepchild of Fox.
Coincidentally, everyone's got right here on that show.
Yep.
Are they? Yeah. Are they doing something weird with TV shows in general, like running them twice a lot and running shows like same show like Wednesday and Thursday night and stuff? Like, is it all over the place? Are there no
all
more
over.
Rules now? People are switching networks, shifting times.
Yeah.
There used to be like all the new shows started in this particular month. Now
right.
they're firing up all over the place.
Cable.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? It's just sort of hell.
It
I mean,
just means that they're all screwed and have no idea what to do. Basically,
I don't mind it, but it's sort of it's a free for all now. It's every network for themselves.
Yep.
Jesus Christ! All right.
Mm-hmm.
Look how many different shows there are now compared to.
I know it's kind of almost like and the quality too. They're good. You can't watch them all.
Scary.
It's
yeah.
annoying. It's like hey, slow down.
No, it is, and if you have TiVo, it'll drive you nuts too, because you want to TiVo five shows simultaneously, and you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What are we gonna do? We got to get more eyes.
Yep.
Yeah. And Future Man will have six eyes, I predict, Drew.
Maybe we need to compress video
and
information.
And two sets of ambiguous genitalia.
Two sets.
Two sets. That's four ambiguous genitalia. That's right.
Two vulva.
And I'm going to have...
two vulvadinias.
No vulvadinias.
Two thumbs.
One
for
can have vulvadinia.
Simultaneous remotes with one hand, and
yeah.
I'll never leave the house. It's going to be great. Yeah. And I'll learn to survive off of my own waist, so I never have to get up off the sofa. I'll be completely contained with my two sets of ambiguous genitalia and surviving off my own
waist.
Great heat,
you
and then cook your waist
yourself.
Up from the heat from your waist.
I'll build a home for my waist. I'll be a shelter for my waist. have no waist because it'll just be a circle.
I told you.
I'll eat one box of Pop-Tarts once, and that'll be it. It'll be a never-ending circle
of life.
That's right.
I told you I came upon a quail pot, the original quail pot, one time running in the Arroyo, Pasadena.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Drew found a dookie in a quail pot shape.
Yeah, somebody lived,
nice.
Some street man lived down on the bridge, and he'd taken his
You
school
sure?
Nice
you sure? Because one out of every 30 I drop comes out like soft swirl.
No, this was not soft swirl. This was like an Indian coil pot. You know what I'm saying?
All right, because I was a ceramics major. I could look at it and analyze it if you like. All right, here we go. Let's go to the phones. Sunny?
Hello.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I was wondering. Oh, by the way, Adam, when you got married, the whole week I wore black.
Yeah. Thanks, baby.
Okay, and I want to be a Dougie when I grow up.
All right, baby.
Okay. Okay, anyway, when I was little, I used to watch porn. I didn't know what I was watching, but my parents just had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if, like, that had something to do with me being, like, such a sexual person, because my parents are, like, normal.
Sexual what?
Like a sexual person.
Yeah, it can... That kind of thing can create sexual compulsivity, for sure.
Yeah, and, like, my parents, like, listened to my phone call, and they tried to get me to watch Dr. Phil.
No, that will not help.
I know.
I would suggest you look into things written by Patrick Carnes.
Well, wait a
second. C-R-N-E-S.
Wait a second. Your parents listened in on a phone call you had?
Yeah, I was, like, my friend.
And you were talking dirty?
Yeah.
Was it your mom and your dad?
No, just my dad.
And what did
I tell you, the most disturbing part about this call... is that people are suggesting that they look towards Phil for something therapeutic.
I know, and I was like, Dr.
That
Phil's
is,
evil, Daddy.
That is chilling to me, I can tell you.
Yeah.
You can't catch trout with 10-4. Oh, wait a minute, you can. Yeah, he's just... Well, Phil is, A, blowhard, but B, it's sort of simple psychology for stupid people. Very basic stuff.
Very,
it
very, very basic.
To me.
Non-therapeutic. Non-therapeutic. That we're not going to help you.
Well, okay, you know what it is. It's sort of no duh. psychology. It's like when people, fitness experts go, you want to lose weight, you've got to move, you've got to breathe, and you have to take in water, and you can't be eating the fats and the chili fries, and you've got, it's like, okay, no, really? Yeah. Thanks. You're saying if I'm just comatose and I get an IV of Tommy's chili and just mainline it right in my veins, you say I will not lose weight that way? Interesting. And this is what Dr. Phil is, basically. I don't know how the people make a living off of the sort of no-duh stuff. Susan Powder, the fitness guru,
yeah, but she, that was
7 or 8 guru. Years ago, used, you know, to be out preaching that crap.
Very interesting you'd bring her name up again.
She used to literally say you have to breathe.
Yeah, but her stuff, I mean, remember how nutty she was. Her stuff came up again. The vaccine stuff's coming around again. Don't let anybody vaccinate your kids. Oh,
right.
Hundreds of kids died as a result of her insisting that...
That they shouldn't be vaccinated. Yeah,
I mean, it is a disaster. Disaster.
That's horrible.
And no one holds these people accountable for that crap.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So you're saying she killed hundreds of people? Drunk?
Kids.
Oh, it's hundreds of kids?
Yes.
Susan Powder killed hundreds of kids?
Yes.
True, you're going to get sued now.
No, I don't mean... No, I don't mean that she killed people directly. I'm saying that people who advocate dangerous things ought to be held accountable. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Sonny?
Yeah. Oh, but I did compromise with him to watch Teen Species instead.
All right.
God bless you.
All right. So now you're having dirty... Anyway, you've had sex and all that stuff, right? And what kind of pornography were you watching when you were young?
I just used to watch a lot of it, and I didn't even realize what I was watching until, like, later on.
Oh, boy.
All right, and you figure that got you started.
I don't know, because my parents are normal, so I can't...
Yeah, well, they're normal now, but God knows what they were doing to each other when they were...
Well, they were hippie.
There we go. So they're normal, but they left all this porn around, didn't see anything wrong with it, no boundaries for their kid. It's not good. Listen, just look up Patrick Carnes on the web and get some books by him. What?
We don't have the internet.
What's wrong? Why don't you have the internet?
Because my parents live under a rock.
Well, go to a library or wherever. There's internet, you know, out there. I think it's called Don't Call It Love is one of his famous ones.
No, just read a book. Hmm. Yeah. Hippie parents. I had those hippie parents. Pain in the ass.
How were your parents?
My parents are wonderful.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm in trouble. Wow. Kick her off the show.
O-S, I said F. Yeah. Like, oh, my.
No, they're great, wonderful parents.
Oh, they didn't teach her many
They didn't teach... Oh, my dad. Whole. He's going to be humiliated. Oh,
no, we bleeped out.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, good. That
part was out. Lindsay said the F word.
I said the... I'm sorry.
That's all right.
My dad always used to say 18-year-old language.
Chris?
Yes?
You're 41?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I need to find out, what do you do when your husband is, I guess, going through midlife crisis and wants to have another woman after he's already cheated on me way back when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And I forgave it and everything, and I can't do it this time.
This is not a midlife crisis, okay? This is a guy who's a cheater.
Yeah.
Who's kind of kept that under control for God knows what reason or how. And it's here it is again. It's back.
No.
Well, it says here they've been together for 30 years. You guys were together since you were 11?
Yep.
How old is he?
42.
He was 12?
Well, they were like, you guys were boyfriend and girlfriend when you were in the fifth grade and stuff?
Yeah, we've known each other since we were in second grade.
Mm. All right. And when did he cheat a long time ago? Like when?
In the 80s.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
More than once.
I think a couple times.
But did you go right into a romantic relationship in high school and then right into a marriage kind of thing?
Yeah, we have only been married. We'll be married 10 years in August, so it was.
Can you understand? We're trying to fill in the blanks here, right?
I know.
Help us understand. Is it the fact that you've been together continuously and he never had a chance to explore himself with other people?
No, because we've split up and he's dated other people. Right. I was with somebody for 7 years. You know, we've been on and off.
All right.
But as a marriage, it's good. We're best friends, put it that way.
All right.
And as a friend, I can do most anything for him. Mm. But as a wife, I can't. Mm. I don't know what to do. Mm. I don't know how to deal with this issue. And it's very stressful on the marriage.
You guys have kids?
We have a son.
Mm. Have a son. All right.
And I don't want to show him the wrong immoral way to be. But yet,
hey, forget about immoral or moral. It's unhealthy for him to have parents that don't have an intimate relationship.
Right.
That's bad for him.
Right.
What?
Especially now.
All right, hold on a second. She's got a little of that hoodoo guru Charles Nelson Reilly laugh. She's going, especially now. You're a little cackling, isn't he? Hey, Chris?
Yes.
You an alcoholic?
No.
Smokes. She smokes.
Smokes? What do you do? Speed?
No.
Ever do it?
No.
Yeah? You were into speed for a little while, weren't you?
No.
Huh?
Not that, no.
Well, heroin? What were you into?
No.
What?
Nothing.
Pot?
Not me, nothing.
You were never into speed?
No, why would I be?
I don't know. You said, when you said speed, you said not that. So that left us thinking about what else?
I drank. And, you know, I mean, I'm not an alcoholic, unless you consider having to drink an alcoholic. No.
Alcoholism is defined by the consequences. If things have happened to you as a result of your relationship with alcohol, and you have a family history of alcoholism, that's alcoholic. So if your dad was an alcoholic and you have a DUI, that's an alcoholic.
I just get like a booze or speed thing off of Chris. I don't know why, but anyway. You sure I'm wrong about that?
Yes.
All right. All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the legal field.
That could mean, I mean.
Yeah, she may be on the other side of the law.
No, I'm on the good side.
Oh, you're on the good side. All right.
I work through the law.
All right. And Bounty Hunter. And your husband, he's got a decent job. He does okay?
Yeah, he's injured right now, so he's not working.
Back pain?
Yeah.
Is he on Vicodin?
Soma.
Soma. Soma is a profoundly addictive drug. It's one of the hardest drugs to get people off of right now. They get this agitation.
Yes.
Their upper limbs, they want to punch things. It's incredible.
So, right now.
All right, so he's an addict, okay,
it's
Chris?
Scary. It's
Chris,
scary.
Chris, here's the deal. He's an addict. All bets are off in terms of his behavior right now. You got to get him into some kind of treatment. You got to go to Al-Anon or some sort of codependency treatment. Maybe get him, you and he, to a therapist and begin addressing his addiction straightforwardly. And Adam has some sense that maybe you have an addictive history here, too.
I can't, man. Yeah. It's pouring out of
here. Here's what you can bet. Her dad was an alcoholic. Okay?
Yeah.
Chris?
My dad had problems, yes.
All right. Dad's an alcoholic. So you find another addict to marry. You got him. You've been with him forever. His disease is getting out of control. There's some behavioral problems now as a result. He's making horrible choices. But that's his addiction. Let's get that taken care of.
All right. Hey, good times, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have an inpatient program and somewhere in Vulvodynia that they could go to? No?
Mm-hmm. All right. No, I'm sure of it.
Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight. She's from Grounded for Life. Mm-hmm. Switching over to the WB on the 28th of February, everybody. WB, Friday nights. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight. She's a foxy redhead from Grounded for Life, and that is going to be switching on the 28th of February over to the WB on Friday nights at time. If you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
You're home Friday night, you're home, you know? You ain't going anywhere. That's my TV night, Friday night.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be when it's on the chill. WB, but when it's on Fox, it may be some other night of the week.
Yeah, but we're looking down the road here.
WB now.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're our home.
February 28th.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get back to the phones and speak to Barbara, who's 36. Barbara?
Hello, yes.
Hi.
Hi there. First, my husband and I love this show.
Yeah.
And Adam, I have a brother who's 30, and you are his idol. He just thinks you are the best, so I just wanted to say that first off.
Well, thank him for me.
Yeah, he just finished taking an improv class in Boston, in part because of, you know, what he thinks of you and everything.
Well, that's interesting.
That's nice.
So, yeah. So anyhow, I'm in Denver, and I was just listening to, of course, last night's show, and this is what prompted, I just heard a call that was exactly my experience, and that's what prompted my call. And the call was, you had a woman call up late last night who said that she was very small, and thus her boyfriend had problem penetrating.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for solutions.
Right.
Okay, well, I was a virgin when I was 22, and started going out with my husband, and I was also very small. I went to had my exam, examined Planned Parenthood to get birth control, and I actually even couldn't get my first exam. I was in part because I was small, in part because I was just
nervous. Yeah.
She couldn't get the speculum in.
Okay.
Well, her advice to me at that time was to have my boyfriend stretch me out, which I thought sounded rather bizarre, but it worked. So I went back and explained this whole thing, and he's a great guy. I married him. And so he used the... At the time, he couldn't even get his index finger into me without really hurting me.
Yeah.
So he used the smallest finger that, his little finger, and he just would, move it in there and stretch, just move it around to stretch things out.
So
and
he graduated to larger fingers?
Yes. Yes, and it worked.
Eventually got to an elbow and then a knee. Meanwhile,
boyfriend's
and boss and listening. I mean, brother's listening. Oh, Christ's sake.
Oh, my God, my sister.
That's right.
Gets up to his elbow. My sister, Jesus Christ, supposed to go see the nephews over there next month. Oh, Christ.
That's right. Well, I bought my brother, I love eBay, and I bought my brother Adam and Drew playing cards for a stocking stuffer this year.
Wow. Where were the...
They
I know where those.
Day.
I know where those came from.
From New World.
That came from the Nappy.
Like, oh my God,
Nappy
Mike
convention.
That was like 1995, 94.
Really?
Jesus, how much did you pay for those?
Like $5.
Yeah,
$5. That's per card, though, right? I mean, that's not for the whole deck, is it?
Like $5 or $6. It was much more the shipping than the.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. We get the picture. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. What is the accent I hear? Minnesota?
I don't. I'm from Boston. I've been out here for... I'm in Denver now, but I've been out here for a number of years. It took me a long time to call myself Barbara. Because I came out here and I said, what's your name?
Right.
Barbara. What's your name? It's Barbara. They are you from Boston? Say car.
Yeah.
People would ask me to say stuff all the time, and I was like, I can't say things on demand. Wait 2 minutes, and I'll either say it or something remotely like it.
Right.
But
it's
quarter to 12 here, so I'm tired. So that's why I'm kind of slipping.
Okay. So people, you're saying that the graduated size digits inside the vulvodynia will work.
He just started with what caused me the least amount of pain,
right?
And that was his pinky finger. And yes, he would just.
How long did this take?
Oh, God. As I'm 36 now, it's hard for me to really...
12 years.
12
years. It was at least a month.
I
recall it being over a period of weeks.
All right. A month before you could have a speculum exam?
I don't care anymore. But here's the deal. if somebody's going to... put this kind of time in. This is a good suggestion, by the way, if somebody wants to go through this process, and maybe they have no choice if it's a committed relationship and it's a long-term thing, that's what they should do. And I would suggest that it's not quite as much stretching out as it's just
easing in,
becoming comfortable, sort of like getting into a hot tub, sort of putting your feet into it and sitting on the edge for a few minutes and then starting to slide in, slowly becoming more comfortable with it. So that's good advice. God bless the Nazi vulvalist at the Planned Parenthood that suggests this kind of vaginal experimentation. Madison?
Yes?
You're 22?
I am, yes.
What's up?
I would vote Adam for president, just to start off with.
Thanks. That's all.
You're
fans
welcome.
Call
wow.
me.
Yeah,
usually
good.
People call in the show don't like the show, we've found. But tonight, much different.
Okay, I am 22, and about 4 years ago, I came down with HPV, and it was around my back end, and I haven't had, you know, an outbreak in years, but since then, since I got that, I've been getting itching around my anus. And
how was it treated?
I'm sorry?
How was it treated?
He burned them off.
With frozen, okay.
So, and I haven't had an occurrence since, but they weren't around.
And you've had itching ever since?
It's not too bad, but lately it kind of has been. I mean, it's a little more constant than I think it should be, and it's not directly the anus. It was really where my warts were.
Which is where?
Which was, it was just like the area around it, not the, like, actually.
Around the anus.
Yeah, and it itches now, and, you know, since then it's been kind of weird, and I'm wondering if that's normal, if it's part of the HPV, or...
No, it's not part of the HPV. Not typically part of having been burned or frozen off. You worry about other kinds of infection, even things like whipworm and things. There's a child in the house. It's just called pruritus ani. You got to go see a doctor and evaluate. There's a lot of different things that can do that.
That's a situation where you'd want to set up a oscillating fan. When you got the wood burner out, bent the chick over the sawhorse, and we're burning off those warts, and a little plume of smoke comes up after each one of them. Yeah, you get a little circulation going in that room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get that oscillation thing on. It's a little movement.
It's good times.
I'm going to be leaning over. Oh, that's a gig.
Aye.
That is a gig right there. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Brew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The great Jimmy Kimmel in here tomorrow night, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just looked up and noticed that. Maybe we'll carpool. So that'll be good. Always a good guest. Always a funny show when Jimmy's in here.
Actually, when was the last time that you were here when Jimmy was here? A long time ago.
Yeah, I guess maybe it has. He's filled in for me a couple times.
Yeah. A long time.
All right. Well, we'll get it together tomorrow night. Lindsay Bartleson is here tonight from Grounded for Life. Well, you know, since it's going to the WB, I stopped thinking about it.
Hey, we love the WB.
It's going to be on Fridays at 9 o'clock, and it's going to make the shift on February 28th, and we're guessing it's going to be about 9 o'clock.
Something like, yeah.
But you fans get on the website, figure it out. And then once you figure it out, go ahead and tell your friends. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Everything's on the internet now. I can't keep anything down. All right. We ready to go?
Yep.
Get to Jennifer, who's 19. Jennifer?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my boyfriend and I have been together for quite some time.
How long?
He's been my boyfriend for about 7 months. But we've been, like, seeing each other, like, sleeping with each other and stuff for, like, 3 years. So he's like, my best friend. We started out friends, and then it kind of, like, went from there. But,
I don't understand why you've been sleeping together, and he's your best friend and stuff. It seems like he'd be your boyfriend.
He kind of just grew on me.
I'm going to translate that. He finally... agreed to be your boyfriend after all this time. You wanted him to be your boyfriend all this time.
I did.
Why can't they admit that? What is so difficult to that?
Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes you're not ready to commit.
It was him. He was just like, I don't want a girlfriend, blah, 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 and like stupid.
Watch the language.
Sorry. I have a very bad mouth. I'm sorry.
Your brain's not great either, man. I just mean the part where he grew on you.
No, well, because we would see other people. We weren't like.
Look, she's BS.
Right. Who are you talking to, baby?
Just a messed up. We had a messed up.
Yeah.
Thing.
It's fine. Right. Just say it was messed up for you.
Anyways, he's my boyfriend.
And by the way, Jennifer, not messed up as far as he was concerned. He probably was just exactly what he wanted.
Yeah, probably.
All right. So just look at that reality. That's what was going on.
Okay, so point being, we do pretty much everything, sex-wise.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to have anal sex,
Shocking.
Dynamite guy.
Shocking that this young gent would be interested in that.
It was I agreed to do it with him because...
Because you want... Yeah, you needed a boyfriend. Well, that's part of what...
Well, no, this was...
When he was growing on you, that's one of the things, right?
No. Yeah, but in order to keep him your boyfriend, you got to make sure he's happy, right?
No, not really. That never really came to what
we were... Well, why'd you do it if you didn't want to do it?
Well, no, because I was like, okay, we can try new things, but the first time we actually had sex that way was not too long ago.
All right.
And he liked it, and the first time it was pretty bad for me. That was like the first time I ever did that,
right.
And it hurt a lot. So,
right.
I told him we weren't going to do that anymore, and he was like, "That's fine, you know, if it's that uncomfortable, and you know this and that." So we didn't do it again for a long time, and then I had again agreed, yeah, you know, we can do it, that's fine.
You again agreed, or he bugged on you, he hammered you?
No, he was like, well, you know, he asked, he didn't like push it and say, come on, let's, and you know, he had asked, and I said, yeah, you know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So we did it again, and that time wasn't so bad.
Right.
So I was like, well, maybe I just had to, you know, feel it the first time, and then the second time wouldn't be, you know, like...
Maybe I had a bad hoagie the first time or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never know. That happened to me once. Had a Manny sandwich. So
they
put the coleslaw right on the bread.
4 or 5 times, and like the last couple of times, it's been bad. Like, I just can't take it. It's not something.
All right. So what's the question?
My question is, if it's just like people shouldn't do that.
That's right. People that have pain shouldn't do that.
Exit only.
That's right. I don't even like crapping out of my ass, to tell you the truth. I'm against anything being in there. I don't like it when it's dilated. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a way not to crap out of my ass.
You grow your hair out a little longer, it won't come out.
How dare you, Drew.
Adam was once described as trying to find his anus as looking for Santa Claus's mouth.
I described it that way.
That's what I said. Right. Adam described.
Oh, I thought you said Adam's anus once been described. Hey, Jennifer?
Yes.
Where's your dad?
My dad is probably about 2 blocks away from me.
Yeah. You live that close to the prison?
No, he's not in prison.
I see. And is he a good dad?
Yeah, he's a very good father.
He takes care of you? He loves you?
My parents are divorced because they didn't have...
You know what? I just get Jennifer sort of frightened and confused and doesn't know how to stand up for herself.
Yeah.
Jennifer, it's all right to say no to this, all right? We give you permission.
You got to stand up for yourself before you can't sit down.
That's right.
That's
Drew's
message.
Stand up before you can't sit down. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't stand up for yourself...
You ain't sitting down.
You ain't sitting down. That's Drew's anal sex public service announcement.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice, huh?
Brought by Trojan.
Taylor Ray?
Hey,
you're 21.
21 years old.
That's right. What's up?
I just wanted to know, how do you feel about girls being in the industry? And guys, too, whatever.
Being in the adult film industry?
Yes. I've been in it for like a year and a couple months, so I just wanted to know how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm all for it, but I wouldn't want to marry one of them, you know.
Well, I'm actually married. I just got married like 6 months ago. I've been with the guy for 4 years.
Yeah.
And it's fine. We, like, have an agreement, you know?
Yeah.
But I just, you know, do you think it's good for me, though? Like,
no, it is not good. Healthy, emotional people don't typically do that.
But it
creates tons of problems.
When I say I wouldn't want to marry this...
Though? Because, I mean, all the people in the industry, they're, like, the best people I've met.
I'm not saying they're bad people, but take a look at their relationships and see what starts to happen to them.
Well, what do you do? You make movies?
I do movies. I was in Hustler magazine. It's still out. It's the February issue, 2003.
Oh, we'll have to look for you.
Rain.
You're the chick who's peeing on the other chick, or?
No, it's actually a boy-girl scene. I was peeing in the pool. It was actually like a pool scene.
You didn't do peeing in the pool.
was peeing in a pool.
Give me all the credit for knowing that somebody would be peeing in the shoes.
Yeah, you do.
I'm clairvoyant. And you did a boy-girl scene?
Yes.
And your husband, what does he do? Is he in the industry?
No, he's not in the industry.
Rabbi? What's he do?
What does he do? He does security.
He does security?
Yes.
All right, and I'm just playing a hunch, Drew, you know. Many rabbis
are... I do my DPs and anal and everything.
Do you,
is that good for my body or...
Let's see, anal. What's the DP?
Double penetration.
Oh, double penetration.
Pay.
Yeah.
Wow. Double pay.
Are you... Well, here's the deal. That typically people that gravitate to these kinds of occupations by, you know, pastimes, have a trauma history. And you look, ask around, you'll see that that's pretty much nearly universal.
Well, don't ask around. That's a boner killer on this thing.
But
you
that
my background history?
I'm just telling you, that's, you ask around, you'll find people have similar trauma histories to your own. And it is an acting out of the consequences of that trauma, but what it relieves residually on your brain gets reinforced by the behaviors that you're now acting out. It doesn't help resolve them. It sort of entrenches them.
Yeah.
Makes them worse.
Is you know, I just thought it would be funny when she was talking about DP, which is double penetration, but on many movie sets it means a director of photography. So it'd be a funny little scenario. It'd be a funny little sketch, you know what I mean?
You somebody confused.
Your DP, yes I am. I'm your man. All right. Drop your pants.
Action.
And get over there.
What are they when they say double penetration, what are they talking about?
I think they're talking about
holes,
a both holes.
Down below the waist.
Stud niche muffin.
Yeah.
Not in the mouth? No, that doesn't count, Drew.
No. Well, I beg your pardon.
Lindsay's like,
I'm all knowledgeable about this subject.
So young, so naive, Drew. Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah, now DP is one in each hole, right?
Yeah.
But
at the same time.
Yeah, and then if there was another penis, let's say in your mouth, would that be called anything?
TP.
TP.
It's called, I don't know. I remember now. Red Light District did. I forget what it's called. Yeah. Three. You're totally full. All mouths are full. All holes are filled, I guess.
Yeah.
I did that already.
You did the three. You did the TP.
I've done three guys. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So did you have a little abuse when you were younger?
No, not at all. Like, my parents are divorced, typical type of thing, and, like, I don't really like my mom. My dad's cool, and...
What was wrong with your mom?
Oh, I don't know. She's cool. She just doesn't really accept the industry thing. She, like, didn't talk to me for a little bit, for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just started talking a month ago, and she's fine with it. Now she's asking a little more questions about it.
So, sweetie, wait, if you've done a DP, hold on. Aunt Connie wants to hear about the DP. Sweetie, what is...
DPs are fun.
Wow.
Now, hold on a second. Now, look, Taylor says, you know, typical family, everyone gets divorced. Not nuts about mom, but dad's a great guy. I mean, many, many people would have this story at first glance.
It's not the story.
Okay, now, could the story be some drugs as an adult?
Yeah.
Could that have a brain tumor or something? I mean...
No. No. But could some mom or dad's an addict?
BT, brain tumor?
Mm-hmm.
Taylor?
Yes.
You into drugs?
No, I just quit. I just smoke pot and drink. I was in drugs. I went to rehab for it. Like,
it is. So you're all better now.
And which of your parent was an addict?
My dad was and my mom was. My dad was a cocaine addict and quit, and he hasn't done it for like 10 years.
All right, well, when I was talking about trauma, being in a addicted family with two parents addicted, that's traumatic, okay?
You think so, though? Like, really, we're like stronger people than that, you know? It's not really that
Yeah,
bad.
Well, it's the way the human brain works, unfortunately, Taylor, right? It leaves residual wiring behind. And in being an addict, sex addiction is part of the addictive syndrome. You really, I guarantee you, if you were talking to your sponsor about what you're up to, it would not go over too great. And, you know, you might want to look into the Addiction Treatment Center at Del Lamo. There's a Dr. Seeley down there that deals with this stuff an awful lot.
All right. That's Del Lamo. Where is that?
In South Bay.
South Bay.
Isn't, Hawthorne.
All right. There you go there. I was hoping it started with a P, so it could be another DP. It's, you know, you try. Sometimes you roll the dice.
It doesn't always work.
Snake eyes. All right, so Taylor is calling to say that this is fine.
Yeah.
She sounded dynamite. It's not like she had her head screwed on straight. She sounded a little wacky, right? She high now? Yeah. And by the way, you go through drug rehab and you're just doing a little weed and a little booze. That's not a great sign, is it?
No.
That's
not recorded. No. But here's what I hate. People go, how dare you judge? I'm not judging. They can do whatever they want. Here's the reality. I have to scrape people up like Taylor Ray up, later when the disasters hit. And it's going down a path that is not going to be pretty soon.
Yeah, and by the way, parents being okay, but a little divorce, and dad's great.
Yeah.
Dad was a,
both
dad
drug
was a
addicts.
Coke addict.
Both drug addicts.
Yeah, that's
not a good influence.
That's not great for the kids. Rachel, God bless her for not holding it against him, though.
Yeah.
This guy really dodged a bullet.
Yeah, but you know what? As you and I know, the most abusive parents are the ones that the kids still idealize.
That's true. Rachel?
Flute me. You heard? Oh, she got a good...
It's on hold for 61 minutes and 39 seconds.
She's from Minnesota.
Oh, my girl.
It's a little late over there. What is it? Is it 3 hours over there?
Two.
No greater tribute could be paid to the host of a radio show than sawing logs.
Should we scream really loud?
Minnesota's probably heavy set. You moved out of there.
Now.
But they're growing big over there.
Yeah, they do.
And they got a little respiratory situation over there, too.
Yeah, most 7-year-old females don't breathe like that when they sleep.
No, you can't hear them.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, the males we hear.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a snorer.
Do you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Except
Minnesota.
Nothing
thing.
Really bad. I don't wake up anybody, I don't think.
Well, let's check back in with Rachel, see if she's sleeping.
Yeah, keep
throughout
yeah.
tonight.
Yeah, of course.
God bless her for falling asleep, but the phone's still perched up there, too. Like, at a certain point, doesn't that phone sort of slip out of your hand?
Oh, eventually, yeah. It drops to the floor. Such a compliment for the show, though.
Yeah.
Right? I know.
She loves it.
It's always funny. Teresa?
Yes.
Remember the security guard we used to...
You're 26. Yeah, we used to have a security guy who used to just sprawl out on the sofa out in the lobby and just...
would crawl out on his stomach with a microphone.
That's awesome.
He used to saw novelty logs out there, like Three Stooges snoring out there. I mean, he was credible snoring. That's
like that
that's
a
sound.
Bit.
Like, sound like Horseshack laughing. And, I used to catch him out there snoring, and so I'd sneak out there with the microphone. We get about 30 feet of mic cord, and I'd crawl out there in my belly, commando style, and I'd be slipping around the thing with the mic. And, inevitably, he'd always, move around. He'd shift around. He was a big guy. I was scared, He could just pull this gun out and shot me, and have some crazy dream, some race riots going on or something. See some crazy kid with a Brillo head and a microphone crawling out there. Hmm. We crawled out there and put it out there, and he was sawing logs pretty good. Then I think he got fired because of that, right?
Yeah.
But then he came back.
Yeah.
And then he fell asleep again.
Yeah.
And he got fired again.
And then I did it again. I don't know what the lesson is. Teresa?
Yes.
You're 26.
I'm 26, yes.
What's up?
Well, let's see. I'm an embalming student. I was out doing an embalming one day. After we had pumped the formaldehyde through and we're sewing up the body, I poked myself with the needle that we were using to sew up. About a week before, I got my third hepatitis B shot. So I'm wondering...
Your first one?
No, sorry, my third.
Third one, okay.
I finished my third hepatitis B shot.
How many did you get? Three?
Three, yeah.
Three. You need three, yeah.
So you don't know if you're a responder yet, though.
No, so. I go back in about 2 weeks to see if I have the antibodies, so.
How long had this person been dead?
You know what, I think he had been dead for about 3 days, refrigerated for one.
You know, I don't know how long these viral illnesses live in a dead body. I know that when, we were doing dissections and stuff, people always worried about prion diseases.
What's prion?
Which is, mad cow disease, basically. Jakob Creutzfeldt disease. Because the prions, basically, is a replicating protein. It's not even a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange, they don't really understand it fully. And they can live on and on and on, even in the formaldehyde, pickled body.
So this is sort of undertaking stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
And is that a family business?
No, I'm going to mortuary school so that when I'm out, I get my license and do my internship and then move on from there.
It's a decent gig. You make some money doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, out west in Arizona, it's mostly about cremations, but back east is where the big money is.
That's where the mortuary money is.
Yeah.
When did you decide you wanted to go into this?
I actually started out to be a coroner, and I decided I want to go through the medical school about halfway through. So being a mortician, I figured was the next best step. So,
we've discussed this, but I'm always interested in this. I'm fascinated by this. And we've discussed it before, but I still don't completely know what the standard procedure is. If a body comes in there and the family says that they'd like to give the person like an open casket kind of thing and sort of present the body, what is involved then?
Well, most of the time we do embalmings, it's less from the Jewish faith. There's no embalming there.
Right.
It's against the religion. Yeah. But we would do the full embalming, set the features, make sure the fluid's gone through all the body
Set the features.
Uh-huh. Meaning that you close the eyes, you put the eye caps in so they don't look so sunken in. You wire the mouth shut.
You put the caps in under the lids so they don't. So
they're like contact lenses with hooks, so it catches inside the lens of the lids.
With hooks, right? So it doesn't, because otherwise the eyes will sort of sink in and they'll sort of make a divot or something.
Looks different.
If they don't sink in, they might stay open.
Okay, so you put the caps in. They got the hook.
Uh huh. Put the caps in.
Now do you drain the body of all its blood?
We do that after we set the features. Because if you were to leave the eyes and the mouth open and then do the embalming first, their face would freeze that way, and it'd be really hard to close your mouth.
And you sort of have to sew the mouth shut?
Mm-hmm.
No, what we do, we use needle injectors. It's like a little screw that's attached to wire.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in. It's kind of like an air gun to hammer it into the upper and lower gums. And once those two are in, you just close the wire shut and tuck the extra underneath their teeth.
Right. Now I'm a mouth breather, so I'd probably... Oh, no, wait a minute. That's right. I still get the feeling like my mouth open as they lowered me into the grave just in case.
Don't they train you on what to watch out for from an infectious disease standpoint?
They do. In fact, when they... it was a really small poke. I didn't know it really poked me until I felt something coming through my glove. It was because I was pushing on my hand to see if I had punctured the wound.
Well, I would imagine the things you'd be most concerned about would be prion and hepatitis C.
Yeah, because hepatitis C and tuberculosis.
All right. I'm mildly concerned with your health, but I'm more interested in the process here. So you do all this stuff. You set the
features. Lindsay's freaking out here.
Oh, I'm a little freaked out. Right now.
I can see her. She's like shifting back.
I've done it so many times. After you set the features, you go ahead and you make an incision for the carotid artery in the
neck. In the neck. Now, what about the on the male? What about the jumps? what if he dresses to the left, like Drew? Is that?
I don't know. We just cover that up, so we want to look at it.
You cover that up, and make an incision on the neck.
Uh huh. And you go ahead and put in the cannulas, which pumps the fluid in and helps to pump it out of the vein.
So now, don't you have to have an opening to let it out?
Uh huh. It's going to be in the same incision. In fact, you cut the jugular artery and the vein at the same time. So you got two different cuts in there.
Right.
So
you start pumping in the embalming fluid and
the artery, and it pushes its way through and so
what's coming out is blood for quite some time until you get the fluid.
Blood and what?
Uh-huh.
And clot.
Yeah.
Right. So you know when the body's full because blood stops coming out and a formaldehyde starts coming out.
Exactly, yeah.
I think I could do this. I mean, I already seem to...
You have a little obsession with this.
I know all the basics already.
But, you know, there's times where, like, maybe the leg doesn't get good fluid, so we have to open up the femoral artery and sometimes the little artery in the foot, the pedis medialis.
All right, now... Yeah.
Dorsalis pedis.
Thank you.
Now, let me... Is this why she couldn't be a coroner?
No, I'm still in school.
But let me ask you this. Couldn't one put a body in the refrigerator for 3-4 days while they made the arrangements and everything, then just take the body out of the refrigerator and put it in the casket and present it? I mean, are flies going to be buzzing around? You know what I mean? Do you have to embalm them this way?
Well, you know, it depends if they have an outside funeral, like in the heat, because Arizona gets about 120. You're going to be smelling it.
You put sunblock on them?
Yeah.
Put a little zinc oxide on the nose and some sunglasses on them. Be like Weekend at Bernie's.
No, the part that got me, I wasn't ready for this, is that after you finish pumping in the formaldehyde, you have to hydroaspirate them. And it's like this long tube with a little arrow on it, and you stick in their stomach, and you pop all their organs, and you suck out the juices.
You got to get the juices out of the liver and the heart and everything.
Yeah, I pop the heart, the lungs.
Why do you, it's like you gotta, it's like tamping a keg. like you gotta do that. Why?
Because otherwise the organs will start to rot because the liquids are still in there.
I know, but I say, like, what's the average funeral after the death? I mean, it's always that week, it's a week, 5 days, right?
It's usually, like, let's say it happened on a Monday, usually on Saturday or Wednesday. It takes about 3 to 5 days.
But Adam's asking why all the heavy embalming.
I'm saying someone kicks off on a Wednesday and you're planning the funeral on a Sunday. Couldn't you just toss them in the refrigerator and pop them out an hour before the... You know,
if it's not in the heat, if it's inside, air conditioned.
Yeah.
Well, if they stay in the fridge for a few days, it's going to take them about an hour, maybe two, to thaw out, so that their body.
I'm just saying, it's going in the ground. It's not like they start smelling and stuff.
Stink up the funeral.
And you put them in a suit and stuff.
We put them in a suit. We put underwear on them because they have the wake the night.
That's the job you should have.
Why the underwear? Why the underwear?
Because, you know, St. Peter's going to ask, you know, he's going to want to know.
They check, put thongs right? on all of them, so they're really uncomfortable.
Lacy underwear, because she should feel sexy that way.
Put the underwear on. Oh,
for her.
Christ.
For her.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Really got to put underpants on them? Can't just put slacks on them? Why not? Why can't you put
them? The bottom part's never open. Why don't they just leave?
Yeah.
Leave them naked.
Yeah, let them go commando.
Family brings underwear and we put it on. Here's everything they give.
How is it? How do you? Like, I can barely put my own underpants on, you know, after a long night of drinking, and I'm compliant, but I'm trying to stand up and do it. I fall over sometimes. How are you getting underpants on a, you know, 250-pound corpse?
How many people does that take?
You get two people, one to lift the legs and work up the body, and then when it's like about where the thighs are, you start rocking them back and forth and work the underwear up.
God.
Good times, right?
And in the suit, you mean it's not, you know what I mean? Like, I would cut the suit along the back and sort of drape it over the person.
Yeah, that's what we have to do sometimes.
That's what you do. Sometimes. Or sometimes, oftentimes. You put the shirt, undershirt, or it depends, I guess, if the weather's hot. Would you put deodorant or cologne on them?
No.
No, but you would do their hair.
We do their hair. We wash their bodies. We do their hair. After everything's done, we go ahead and put the makeup on them and put them in the casket.
Right. Now, what if a guy had a hairpiece? You'd make sure that was attached and in place?
You super glue and keep it on.
Do you have to go to beauty school to do this, too?
They show you some of that. That's coming up in this next semester. We're doing facial reconstruction and cosmetology.
Nice.
Wow.
Here we go.
Okay.
Back to the
line. Hey, good time. Good time.
What was she calling about?
She wanted to know if she got pricked with a needle. But here's, I've said this to Drew many times, and Drew's always agreed with me. Like, doesn't this sound sort of bizarre and barbaric at the same time? And like, incredibly intrusive in a weird way? I mean, if you can be intruded upon when you're dead, I'm not sure. But let's just say, God forbid, somebody we loved had this happen and they passed away. Don't you like the idea of their sort of nude corpse and a couple of, hey, Bart, get in here. Help me with this broad's leg. She's a big one.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to get a bottle jack up, get that big ass up to get them panties on her. Christ.
Well, it's
give her a bikini wax.
How weird we are about dead bodies that we're going to put underwear on them.
Yeah.
Think about how weird the human is that way, right?
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight from Grounded for Life, going to the WB on the 28th of February.
She is not going to sleep tonight. She's flipped out. Vulvodynia and popping
and
organs.
Dead people.
After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight. She's from Grounded for Life, which is currently on Fox, but it's heading over to the WB on the 28th. Oh, sorry.
That's nice. Yeah. It's a good times.
I ate tacos for breakfast this morning.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Were you down in San Diego again?
No, I was at home.
Oh, of course.
Mm. Taco fixings.
That's what the smell is.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel?
Yes, Adam.
Ooh.
You were asleep last time we spoke to you.
I know. I'm very sorry.
That's all right.
At least you guys didn't, like, disconnect me or anything.
No.
Quick question, though. Is Anderson there?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. I thought maybe he was asleep, too.
No, he doesn't sleep. It's one thing he doesn't do.
Yeah. No. No. Oh, you mean no sound effects tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Ken's in here, and he's not... He's just, you know, he's kind of going through the motions. he doesn't want to get into trouble.
Yeah, oh, well. Okay.
No, but that's Anderson's thing. He knows what all the buttons mean, you know?
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Why don't you just try one?
Just hit a random button?
Yeah, just hit one.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, just hit a random button.
They won't
be bitch! I hit that one last time. You got that sound effect machine there, right? It's got all the things downloaded. Is it like 1 through 50? 1 through 25?
It was hundreds and hundreds.
Oh, 900?
Yeah.
Okay, it's possible combinations or something.
No, no, it's like there's a bank, and there's like 100 in each bank.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, hit 33. All right.
Pardon me.
Hit 250, or it's alphabetical?
It's a number and then alphabet, right? Okay, 2C.
See, it's always funny.
F.
U.
No, 2F.
2F.
So the 2's are this weird sound effect. How about 8G?
8G.
I think it's a long way. Nothing?
That's...
What is he got on there?
Someone set up Octobon. Get signal. What?
I never heard that one.
This is stuff Anderson uses to amuse himself late at night, I think.
Yeah. It's fodder for his masturbatory sessions that go on in the wee hours of the night.
No, please, too much.
All right.
Back to
Rachel?
Yep.
Do you have a request for a sound effect?
Nothing specific.
All right. Well, what's your problem then?
All right. I masturbate really frequently, mm-hmm. and like at least a couple times a night. And I was hoping, for one, to cut down, just because I'm worried I'm going to be changing my body.
No. Do you have to do it in order to go to sleep?
No. It just feels good. And
what do you use?
Nothing.
Nothing.
My finger.
His finger.
No, it's fine. You're not going to hurt anything.
Okay. But is there any way, is there a Al-Anon, but some program I can go through? Because I don't like doing it that much.
No, really? Really? When are you ready to check yourself in somewhere? I mean, you do it twice a night. Why don't you cut down once a night?
Yeah.
I mean, you think you're addicted to sex or something?
Are you feeling guilty or something?
No, each time I do it, it's a long time.
How long?
Like, an hour?
No.
Yeah.
Twice a night you do it for an hour?
Yeah.
I'm starting not to believe her.
Why?
It just sounds like full of crap, that's all.
Hey, I've been waiting a long time. How could this be crap, Carl? I would just hang up.
All right. Nah, I don't know. I'm not completely sold. An hour, huh? Why don't you get a vibrator?
I'm only 17. I couldn't go in there by myself, could I?
Yeah.
Go on the web?
Yeah, why don't you... what do you do? What do you look at? You look at anything?
Women don't look at stuff.
I know.
It's hard for you to imagine that. It's hard for you to imagine that.
You don't look at stuff.
You guys.
Wow.
Who do you look at?
No, since I'm in Minnesota, I usually hear you guys like...
You just listen to radio and masturbate?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are her motivation.
Lindsay's impressed.
All right. Once a night. See if you can do it once a night.
Yeah. Just cut back.
Yeah. Yeah?
I still, even if she can't, technically that's an addiction. However, really, you're not addicted unless you're trying to stop in the face of consequences. She's not really having any consequences.
Yeah, but an hour a pop. That's
a lot of wasted time.
That's a consequence.
Yeah. Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
I had sex for the first time about 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when my boyfriend and I did have sex, I tore pretty badly. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about bacteria, infection.
Wait, you said you tore pretty badly.
Yeah, I've got about a half-inch tear on my vagina.
And wouldn't that, if you tore badly, wouldn't that take a stitch or something?
Yeah. Didn't bleed?
It bled for about 2 days, so it just stopped bleeding today.
What do you got a vacuum cleaner running over there?
I'm sorry?
What's going on?
So we got next to a turbine.
Oh, it's just, I'm sorry, it's my computer. I'm doing homework.
What do you got, one of those Radio Shack ones from 79?
It's an e-machine, which should explain a lot.
Explains nothing.
What's an e-machine?
It's a really, really cheap computer for poor college students.
I see. All right, so it's got the fan running in the background. Mm. All right, Drew, what should she do? She could get some scarring or something, right?
Very unlikely. Just hot baths, keep it clean, keep it open to air. Peroxide maybe twice a day.
Oh, what about the tearing with the boyfriend?
Is he large or something? Did this go on for a long time?
He is very wide.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem.
Did this go on for a long time? Or was it a long encounter?
Probably only about 5 minutes because it hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got like a thermos. Yeah.
And you can actually see. You can see it.
Thermos.
I think I could fit my penis through, the three-ring binder paper?
How about the
little itty-bitty rings? There's like 100.
The spiral ring.
No, not one of those I would tear, but I think I could successfully make it through the three-ring paper. Mm. You know, that's put in a three-ring binder.
Yeah.
And without tearing.
Huh.
I think I could. This is a little bit bigger. Yeah. The ones you use a hole punch for.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's good. That's solid 3/16.
I want to know. I can't understand why she's able to see there's a tear there. Maybe the boyfriend, there's nobody looking at. It can be a little tearing.
Can one examine oneself?
You've
little insight into Lindsay's personal life, by the way. Mirror squatter. That was her Indian name.
No.
Yes.
Mirror squatter.
Dances on mirrors. All right. So we're gonna find Melissa. Did you see it?
Well, I'm legally blind, so I need to be about 2 inches away from anything I'm looking at.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just not that flexible.
So he is looking at it, telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, God
knows. And I can tell because, you know, it hurts. It's bleeding.
He told you half an inch tear.
About, yeah. Maybe a little less.
Yeah. Right, well, he's probably just bragging on himself. That's what I do.
He's performing a episiotomy every time he has sex with her.
Yeah. Wide, huh?
Mm.
Right. Stop obsessing. Big man.
Yeah. All right, well, what?
Good times.
Well, look, we can do the thing that...
Hot baths, peroxide.
Yeah, and then you can start doing the digit thing
stretching
that we learned about. Mm-hmm. Using the different fingers, stretching yourself out a little bit. Use some lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It'll take a while for this to heal, though. It'll take a while.
All right. Take a little stay off the vagina.
Call it pelvic rest for a couple weeks.
Pelvic rest. I'm going on that next week.
Mm. That's awesome.
Take a little break. We'll be back.
Tell my boyfriend.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Lindsay Bartleson is our guest tonight. She's the spunky redhead from Grounded for Life, and that is coming on soon to be on the WB in February on the 28th and
Friday
night. All right, let's talk to Melissa, who's 20. Melissa,
hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Good.
I just got a question. Mm-hmm. I live with this guy for like almost 7-8 months now, and I met him by my brother, and I liked him since the day I met him. And we sleep together, and we do things together. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that we're not together, we're just roommates. But everybody thinks that we're together because we do everything together, and we, you know.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 25.
What's your question?
I don't know if we're together or...
No, he's telling you you're not.
Oh.
Listen, just because a guy's sleeping with you, when a guy sleeps with you and says we're not together, he is... making a special effort to tell you, because I'm sleeping with you doesn't mean anything. I like sleeping with you. I have no feelings. Guys do that.
Well,
no
problem. I like sleeping with things.
I like sleeping with you. I don't like. Mm-hmm. I don't want a girlfriend.
I'm using you for sex.
Yeah, but here's where people get. I think here's where women get into trouble sometimes. Where I like sleeping with you. Sometimes the you part you can't focus on too much. That's what I'm saying. I like screwing.
Yes, and you have
you
to be there.
Let me screw you.
Right.
That's why I do. It's not like I like sleeping with you per se. If you could find a, you know, if you're a good 6.5 or 7, you could substitute a 7.5 or an 8, and he'd be more than happy to take her over you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, he's a delight. Yeah, but you got to listen. Now, you're falling in love with this guy, right?
Yeah.
Because you're sleeping with him and having these activities with him.
Yeah.
Does he date other girls?
No.
He's just making it clear to you.
It's, like, weird because he don't sleep with other girls. I, like, met him, like, in April, and he don't sleep with any girls or
Well, you've got, you fortunately sort of taken the wind out of his sails a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's telling you, he's putting you on notice that, you know.
Well, because it's, like, weird because his friends and me and him will, like, play fight a lot. And we act like we're married.
Melissa?
Yeah.
You're trying to build a case here.
Huh?
There's no case to be built. He's told you what his deal is here. Now, you should feel free to tell him how you're starting to feel. Maybe he'd come around. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not likely. Guys don't tend to do that.
Yeah, because I think, well, he told me he's, like, afraid of being cheated on again, and he's been cheated on so many times, and I told him, I was like, I've been through the same thing.
Yeah, and that's telling him game on.
Yeah.
He's been cheated on so many times.
That's BS.
I love when guys do this. Yeah, so I'm just going to pork you for a while in that way. And by the way, if you brought a guy home and we're banging away with him in your room, he'd react.
He'd have a problem.
Yeah.
And listen, any guy who gets cheated on a lot is a jackass. And let me tell you why. Because he's hooking up with idiots.
Yeah.
Here's Drew. You and I know. So you show me someone who's getting cheated on a lot. I'll show you someone who's stupid and out mm-hmm. of it.
And who's cheating themselves?
Most of the time, but at least making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Show me a guy who gets cheated on a lot. I'll show you a stupid guy who's out of it, not in touch with reality, makes a lot of bad decisions. Yes.
Yeah. And also,
it's going after chaotic stripper types.
And it's also unavailable and doesn't give anything to the relationship. And so it encourages people to cheat.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah. All right. I don't know what to do though. She's gonna have a hell of a time living with the guy.
She should put her foot down. She should say.
But here's what's gonna happen. She's gonna say, we can't be sleeping together if we're not going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. So and no more. And he'll go, okay, we'll just be
no
roommates.
More, yeah.
And then they'll end up.
He'll have a few tall boys, get a boner, head over to her beanbag, and he'll be like, hey, baby, that futon was built for two. And she'll be like, Craig, I said we couldn't do it. Hey, baby, I got feelings. Well, if you got feelings, that's
oh, he'll say anything. At that point, he'll
this.
Say anything.
And then he'll just start
she
rubbing.
She should just
and,
move out.
Yes,
that's the truth.
It. Agreed.
It's not going to work. And she shouldn't want it to work.
John. Mm-hmm.
John, you're 27.
Yeah, Drew, how you doing?
Good, John. What's that?
Hey, I got a question to ask. If you have foreign objects in your body, like ivory, like pearl ivory, will it deteriorate after years?
Deteriorate?
No, I got like pearls inserted in my penis.
I know.
You mean under the skin? You mean?
Yes. And I had them for about 5 years now.
No,
they haven't bothered me. I'm just wondering if in time will they deteriorate?
You mean pearls, organic pearls, like from an oyster?
He said ivory.
No, like ivory. There's like ivory.
I'm assuming
like ivory
that they put things in that will not break down.
Yeah,
but ivory breaks down.
It does.
That's
the
piano keys, I sort of.
You're soaking in it, though. But
then,
no.
I guess it doesn't completely break down.
It's good. Yeah, well, the worst case scenario, you're left with a normal penis. You know what I mean? That's the worst that could happen. Right?
Like, it will give me, like, a blood disease and it'll kill me, like, in 10 years or something.
No, I don't know of anything you can get from ivory.
No.
Nothing from ivory?
No.
You're right.
Right. Why is your body trying to reject them? Is there something happening there locally?
No, they've been acting fine. I'm just curious because I'm like having like we have heart disease and cancer in our family.
Are you just in recovery or something?
No.
People when they get newly into recovery,
can you get into recovery,
they start worrying about all the stuff they've done to themselves.
What How many of these pearls you have under your penis skin?
Two of them. I have one on the bottom, about 2 inches back from the head, and the one on top, it goes the whole length of it. It has a tattoo on it, too.
Goes the whole...
The string of pearls.
Well, that's
just one.
One?
How big is the pearl?
Hold on a second. He's got one pearl that goes the whole length of his penis?
That's not a pearl. That's
a
something
shaft.
Different.
It's a number two pencil. It's not a, when one thinks of a pearl, one thinks of
small round bead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a dice, like marble, but the size of a marble on the bottom.
How gonna go the length of your penis?
They took like a metal tube and they ran it all the way the whole length of it, cutting the skin underneath. So when it healed, it can move up and down on the top of it.
And it runs up and down. Wow. Literally can move up and down the length.
It rolls up and down.
Yes.
Does that do anything for you?
Not for me, no. It's all a woman's pleasure. My wife loves it to death.
Oh, sure.
You guys don't have kids, do you?
A 3-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Can you please stop having kids? Please.
I love to interview your wife. Really put her on the hot seat about that.
What do you do for a living, John?
I stay home with the kids. Stay home, dad.
What's mommy do?
She works at Gap.
She works at the Gap.
Yeah, she like a call center.
Call center. Okay. The Gap, the clothing store?
Yes.
Okay, she works at the call center. Okay. So I know, because I've managed many Gaps in my day, so I'm quite familiar with the call center. I've always said this many times, one of the hallmarks of stupidity is mentioning things that are specific to certain jobs that there's nothing.
No one would know.
No one know, with exception of me and all my specific construction lingo. That's funny. That's genius. This guy's a dad.
Yeah.
He's a retard. Is he a retarded guy? I mean, either he was the subject of just crazy abuse or he's just stupid.
Mm. Well, now are his sons going to see the pearls and be freaked out
about
by
his
that?
Sons. If I had time, I'd tag him right now. Put an ankle bracelet on those kids right now. Elastic, because they're growing.
Yeah, of course. Right,
we'll be back. Everybody, that's the show. The great Jimmy Kimmel in here tomorrow night. He'll be plugging his new show, which is taking off on Super Bowl Sunday. Lindsay, I want to thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Grounded for Life, going over to the WB Friday nights, starting on the 28th of February. Until then, you can find it on Fox. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.